Hey everyone, Jackson Reed here, your daily dose of motivation. Ever feel like life's a rollercoaster? Ups, downs, leaps the loop. Sometimes it feels like you're just clinging on for dear life. Today we're talking about something crucial building resilience. It's not about avoiding those bumps in the road, because let's face it, they're inevitable. It's about how we handle them, how we dust ourselves off and come back stronger, wiser, and ready to ride again. Because trust me, life is way more fun when you can take a tumble and still get back in the game. So, buckle up because we've got 5 key takeaways that will supercharge your resilience muscle and help you bounce back from any setback. First things first, acknowledge those feelings. You know that feeling when something doesn't go your way? That little voice in your head starts whispering, "I can't do this, I'm messed up." Well, don't try to squash it. Allow yourself to feel the disappointment, frustration, even anger. Bottling those emotions up is like trying to hold a balloon full of air, eventually it bursts. Acknowledging them, even journaling about them, allows you to process and move through them faster. Next up, reframe your perspective. This one's a game changer. Instead of seeing setbacks as failures, look at them as learning opportunities. Every stumble is a chance to figure out what didn't work, adjust your approach, and come back even stronger. Think of it like this. Thomas Edison didn't fail 10,000 times trying to invent the light bulb, he simply learned 10,000 ways it didn't work before finally hitting on the right one. Thirdly, build a support system. We're not lone wolves here, folks. Surround yourself with positive people who lift you up, encourage you, and remind you of your awesomeness when you need it most. Sometimes just sharing your struggles with someone who gets it can make all the difference. You know that feeling when you've had a rough day and just venting to a friend helps lighten the load? That's the power of connection. Now, let's talk about self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, so those are awesome. It's about actively prioritizing your physical and mental well-being. Eating healthy, getting enough sleep, exercising, engaging in activities that bring you joy, these all contribute to building resilience. When you take care of yourself, you have more energy, focus, and emotional reserves to handle whatever life throws your way. Finally, celebrate small wins. Don't wait for the big milestones to feel proud of yourself. Acknowledge those little victories along the way. Did you get through a tough meeting? Ace that presentation? Finish a challenging project? Give yourself a high five. Every step forward is worth celebrating because it's proof that you're moving in the right direction. Now, let me share a quick story to illustrate this. A couple of years ago, I was working on this huge project that had a really tight deadline. I poured my heart and soul into it, but things kept going wrong, technical glitches, missed deadlines, you name it. I felt overwhelmed, like I was drowning in pressure. But instead of giving up, I took a deep breath, reminded myself of the importance of each step, reached out to my support network for encouragement, and focused on celebrating the small wins along the way. Even when things were tough, I kept pushing forward, one small victory at a time. And you know what? In the end, not only did we deliver the project, but it exceeded everyone's expectations. That experience taught me the power of resilience, the ability to stay focused, keep moving forward, and come out stronger on the other side. So remember, setbacks are inevitable, but they don't have to define you. By embracing these 5 key takeaways, acknowledging your feelings, reframing your perspective, building a support system, practicing self-care, and celebrating small wins, you can build resilience and bounce back from anything life throws your way. You've got this. Ready to put it into action? Take a few minutes right now to reflect on one area where you could use more resilience. Maybe it's at work, in your relationships, or even with personal goals. Then, pick one of these takeaways and apply it to that specific situation. You don't have to do everything at once, just focus on taking small steps each day. And hey, share this episode with someone who could use a little motivation boost. Let's build a community of resilient individuals together, ready to tackle any challenge head on. Until tomorrow, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.